Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Paul Gallant. Chris Partee.
Let's do it.
Let's do this thing.
Oh, man.
No John. No Reggie. It's us. We've got you until 2 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving.
They're having leftovers right now.
I know.
Lucky them.
Ugh.
Shout out to the fellas, though.
Yeah. Can we DoorDash some leftovers here? It would be nice. So maybe we'll figure something out like that along the way. Yesterday, a very interesting day in the National Football League. And it's a day that worked out very well for the Houston Texans. First off, Chiefs, Ravens. Maybe they're dead by playoff time.
Oh, man.
Then, the better news. And we don't wish harm upon anyone. We don't. An important clarification.
Let's just throw that disclaimer out there.
Did anyone see Daniel Jones working out at Colts practice yesterday on a somewhat fractured fibula? He's waddling around. Sean was just doing an impersonation of him just a second ago. Things are looking good for the Texans on Sunday, Chris, and going forward.
Yeah. Just go out and win now. Now you just go out and win the game. It's great. Everything else is falling into line. Chiefs lost, Ravens lost. Now you got to go beat the Colts.
Right.
Daniel Jones is gimping around like, you know, like a guy with a fractured leg who probably should be sitting down, but because you don't know much about their backup and what he can do, yeah, he's going to play. They've already said he's going to try to play.
Right. And mobility is a big part of Daniel Jones'
game. It is. He's not Tom Brady throwing the ball, exactly.
No, he's not.
He's not your guy.
No, he's definitely
not. He's not that guy.
Brady is a slow man. Daniel Jones, I mean, he might trip while he's running for a breakaway touchdown like he did with the Giants a couple
years ago.
Oh, man,
I still remember that, man. Oh, my goodness.
That was a rough day.
That was an easy touchdown. That was an easy touchdown.
It was an easy touchdown.
He tripped over his own feet.
Shot by a sniper.
Man.
He's done. So, he's banged up. He is going to play through it. It is really interesting seeing all the reports, Chris, talking about how the Colts have full faith in Jones, his ability to go for this game. Do they know who the Colts are playing on Sunday? Do they know the pass rushers for the Houston Texans?
Number one defense
right.
in the league?
The one that just sacked Josh Allen 8 times with Will Anderson?
Yeah, those guys.
With Danielle Hunter? With Azeez Al-Shaair, who once... In the eyes of one city, tried to assassinate a quarterback?
The eyes of one city, yeah.
I mean, shoot, Buffalo would probably make that argument after last year as well when he took down Josh Allen pretty hard. This is a very interesting game for the Texans. Colts are playing not as well as they had to open up the season, and while there are certainly some guys that have been boogeymen for the Texans in the past, specifically Jonathan Taylor, but also to a lesser extent Shane Steichen, I think he's always called a pretty good game against the Texans. This is certainly looking like one of those games where it's inexcusable if you lose. You got to win this thing on Sunday, and I know it's on the road. I know it's against the Colts. It's the AFC South. Anything can happen, Chris, but that's what I'm going into this now. I'm feeling good, but I do not want the Texans to kill my vibes, man.
No. Don't kill the Thanksgiving vibes, please,
no.
Texans.
Right,
go ahead,
baby.
Win this game, and then what? They got the Chiefs next, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, the Chiefs are down. They're not out, though. I don't think the Chiefs are out, but they are down right now.
I'm glad you said
but
that.
But they're going – next week will be a must-win for both teams. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know we throw that term around a lot, but realistically, at 6-6, which the Chiefs are already, even if the Texans – they're 6-5 right now, right? Mm-hmm. Even if they're 7-5 next week, they can't afford to lose that game. They don't have to run the table, but if you lose any more than one or two games down the stretch, then you're definitely done.
And there are some gimmies for Kansas City the rest of
the
way.
They got a few coming down the stretch.
And I will never kill the Chiefs off. I have seen so many people in the past do it with the Patriots, and you look like idiots after the fact. I'm not going to be the first to do it. If you want to be the bold one that does it, you go do it.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
They're down. They're definitely down. They aren't out, though. You can never count them out. And, hey, heart of a champion. I know they lost last year, but, hey, they had a great season last year. Mm-hmm. They got to the Super Bowl. They got waxed.
15 wins.
They got handled.
The regular season.
They got handled in the Super Bowl, but they did get there. Mm-hmm. And they've been in, what, three of the last four, whatever it is. I mean, they're always there. I'm never going to count them out until they're actually out.
It's a problem for next week, but the 6-6 Chiefs are certainly looking very, very mortal. Is that good for Kansas City that they had a loss like this on Thanksgiving on national TV to a Cowboys team that's now beaten both teams that were in last year's Super Bowl? How about those
Cowboys? Hey, I thought they were going to lose that game, but, you know, that's a story for another day. That's a story for another day. No, Texans, hey, just go out and win on Sunday.
Yes.
That's it. Handle your business. Don't play with your food. Get them down. Step on their throat. Get the Colts out of there. That's it. Because they still got a shot at the division if they win this game.
They do.
They still got a shot at that.
And it's going to be an interesting Sunday for the Texans with a couple of the other games that are taking place. The ones that you want to keep an eye on, the Jaguars are playing the Titans at noon on Sunday. The Titans are at least friskier, and to Sean's point earlier.
They've looked better the last few weeks. I'll give them that.
They're hanging in there despite having fired their coach, who they never should have hired to begin with. It's crazy they moved on from Vrabel.
We won't even go there. You should be happy as a Patriot guy. You should be very happy because he's, I mean, you look at the Patriots right now, I think it's safe to say they're back. I'm not saying they're going to win it all, but they are back. They look very, very good.
But they've got some injuries that they're going to have to overcome, and I'm not getting too chesty about it because I 100% agree with the naysayers who are looking at their schedule and are saying, well, who have you beaten?
I get that.
But
hey, I believe in Mike Vrabel.
I do too.
Because he's one of those coaches that players will run through a brick wall for.
Right.
And you can see it.
And you saw it with the Titans.
Yes.
They moved on from him.
It
makes no sense. But hey, Jaguars, Titans. Jaguars, as Sean said earlier too in the crosstalk, the Jaguars can always blow a game. It's just a matter of of what happens. You really cannot predict the Jaguars week to week. They're 7-4. Sometimes they win where Trevor Lawrence plays terribly.
I'm glad you brought him up, Paul. I was going to ask you, are you out completely on Trevor Lawrence?
I was out before it was really cool to be out on Trevor Lawrence.
I never
saw it at Clemson. I was like, he's good.
I thought he was going to be a lot better. I'm not saying he was going to be the next John Elway or some of these guys they tried to compare him to, but I thought he'd be a lot better than he's been. He's just been, I don't want to say mediocre, but he's been inconsistent.
Right.
He's been inconsistent, not even year to year, game to game.
Kind of careless with the football.
Yes.
Sails passes a lot.
Yes.
I remember watching him at Clemson, and I was impressed. But I hate it when the draft industrial complex tells me the players can't miss because you don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. The most assured thing, sometimes those guys are a bust. Remember Jamarcus Russell back in the day?
I do.
Mel Kiper, he's the next the best prospect since John Elway, the next this and that, and well.
You said that about Jimmy Clausen too.
We can say that about a lot of guys. I'm with you, Paul. I don't like the can't miss tag.
No, I don't either.
I just don't like it.
And for the most part, Lawrence has been a miss. So that's one of the games to keep an eye on in addition to the big game for the Texans Sunday against the Colts. You got the 7-4 Bills taking on the 6-5 Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, a full participant in practice yesterday. So we'll see if he's actually ready to go against Buffalo. Interesting game. I do think the Bills win. I think the Steelers are a little fraudulent. But if they have Rodgers out there, if they have DK Metcalf out there, and looks like both are trending towards playing unless there's something that happens today that rules both of them out.
Yeah.
It seems like the Steelers will at least have a little more wind in their sails. And then the other game to keep an eye on, because the Texans are at the top of the in-the-hunt graphic, is the Raiders and the Chargers. I don't think the Raiders are going to help out the Chargers on Sunday.
It's hard. It's at this point, it's hard to see the Raiders beating much of anybody.
Right.
With all the Chip Kelly stuff and the team just not being prepared and guys coming to the line not really knowing what's going on. The OC can't call the right play. He can't get he just can't get it right.
Right.
And apparently that's why he's out now.
Yeah.
That's why he's out.
You know, there was an alternative world, an alternative universe where the Texans hired Chip Kelly and they did not. I remember.
That was the best thing that they've ever done is not hiring him.
I mean, he got paid a lot of money, and I'm sure it was a bit of a loser tax to go to the Raiders, but also a tax of like, hey, I'm at Ohio State. This job is so easy for me right now.
Yeah.
I don't have to do any recruiting. I just show up and draw up an offense, and I'm going to have better talent than everybody we go up against.
He didn't have to do anything.
Saturday.
Nothing. No. Nothing.
But now he got the back, and now he can go back to Ohio State probably if he wants. I'm sure they're going to take him back
as a
consultant at least.
Or another big program, you know, somewhere. At the least as a consultant, then work his way maybe into that OC job once that OC is gone. I mean, whatever it is, he can go back now. Got the bag. They still got to pay him.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly is all right. Mm-hmm. Trust me, he's not crying any tears because he got fired. Because that team sucks right now.
It does.
It sucks. It's bad.
Does. It's not good.
It's not just him. It wasn't just him. It's never just one guy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just him, so let's not put it all on Chip Kelly.
No, I mean,
let's not do that.
Geno Smith has regressed, and I love
Pete
Carroll.
Yeah, what happened to him?
I do not know. I know I was told very often by people in Seattle where I used to work that Geno Smith is really good as a quarterback, and they were a little upset that they moved on from Geno Smith for Sam Darnold. But something's happened to Geno here, and I thought, hey, Geno Smith pairing back up with Pete Carroll, because I covered a little bit of the Geno Smith Pete Carroll era with the Seahawks.
And
I used to talk to Pete Carroll on Mondays. Pete looks so much older, finally. This is the young, energetic, the most young and energetic oldest coach in the league you'll ever see.
He was.
And now you're seeing him out there, and he just looks absolutely bewildered by what the Raiders are right now. You got Max Crosby trying to get into it with a Landon Roberts on the sideline.
I saw that. Too. What was that about? I didn't see what that was about, actually.
I'm sure Landon Roberts screwed up and Max Crosby was like, why do I have to play with you?
Why do I have to call you out?
You're a bum. It would be funny if he said that on the sideline. I don't know.
He might have called him a bum.
But definitely. The Raiders are probably not going to help out. They're playing the Chargers. So those are the big games. On Sunday, and tonight, a huge game. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, I've heard.
Texas A&M. A lot of stuff on deck for the weekend. And I always enjoy watching this game because my friend group is very, very antagonistic towards one another in this week, to the point where they can't watch the game together.
Oh, it's that bad?
No, it's bad. It's just my two best friends are Texas fans. Okay. I have sort of been just brought into the Hook'em lobby.
Yeah.
And
the Hook'em lobby.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting. The thing I enjoy the most about this game is that I know Texas hates Texas A&M more than anybody. I know people that went there, but they act like they don't. And it's very funny to me because they do not want the Aggies to know that they actually do care about
Under their skin.
This rivalry, which they say, it's not a rivalry. It's one-sided. I don't know, man.
I was in Austin for a few years, did radio up there, and covered the Longhorns while I was there. So I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. And they pretty much talk down to and about A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've always been, let's face it, superior to A&M in football.
Yeah.
When it comes to football, they've always been superior. So, yeah, I get it. It's going to be a big one.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be a big one.
I think this is the biggest Aggies regular season game ever. They're 11-0, and yes.
Shoe is on the other foot now.
Right.
Usually Texas is the one leading.
You can't lose this one because Texas will never let you hear the end
of
it.
Oh, no.
This is Texas' Super Bowl.
Is A&M,
their national championship.
What is A&M number three?
A&M's number three.
Yeah.
11-0.
Yeah.
This is their first opportunity to play in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
This is not going to affect their college football playoff seeding. They're probably still a bye week even if they lose to Texas in this game because it is a road game.
Yeah.
But this is the biggest game.
But you don't want to lose this game.
You can't. You can't lose
When you're ranked number three in the nation, not in your conference, but in the nation, and you're undefeated, you cannot lose to your in-state rival who has looked down on you for decades.
No, you can't.
You cannot lose this game.
I know the Aggies are tensing up a little bit.
You cannot.
You're listening right now. You're probably clenching a little bit. A little nervous. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We are sitting in for John and Reggie today in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. C.J. Stroud's looking like he'll be back on Sunday against the Colts. What's a realistic expectation for him? You tell us. 713-572-4610. Oh, man, it feels good to say that number again. Stick around. Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
What do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my favorite. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
As Stroud, little play action to start. Good protection. Airs it out for Collins. He's got it. One play, touchdown, Texans.
In the loop, baby. Let's go. Paul Gallant, Chris Partee.
Hey.
We're here. For John, for Reggie, until 2. It is a Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Football Friday.
It's a football Friday at that. You got to love that.
I love it. And I'm very excited for this big showdown between the Texans and Colts on Sunday. Texans, of course, riding the high of that 8-sack, shutdown Josh Allen victory on Thursday. Extended week to get ready for a Colts team that looks a lot more mortal than they did to open up the year, where they were clearly the best team in the AFC.
Oh, yeah.
A banged up Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor, hey, he's good, but he didn't look so good last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, who, of course, just lost yesterday.
Wow, yeah.
They held him in check.
This has been one of those seasons, man. It's a strange season. Mm-hmm. The teams that we're used to not being involved in anything by this time of the season, any conversations, they're involved. And teams like the Chiefs and Bills, who the last 5 to 7, 8 years have been at the top of the conference in the AFC, they're kind of like, not afterthoughts, but they are.
Ravens too, right.
Ravens 100%. As well, yeah, Ravens as well.
It is a wide open AFC, and this Colts team is limping right now, literally. Daniel Jones has a...
I like what you did there.
Fractured fibula. Now, last night, Chris, I was hanging out with my girlfriend, her dad, who is a doctor, and he was actually explaining, okay, this is how.
Oh, really?
This is not an injury that theoretically would.
So he's breaking it down.
But then I watched Daniel Jones in practice yesterday, and I have no confidence in him. And the Colts, I'll be honest off the top of my head, because I thought Anthony Richardson would be back by now from the orbital fracture that he suffered while warming up. Like, he hit himself in the face with an elastic band. All-time injury.
That dude is a whole nother issue.
He really is.
That dude's a whole nother issue.
It's a Mr. Magoo-ass injury. Like, how the hell does that happen? But I don't even know who the guy would be the alternative to Daniel Jones is.
So they got to roll with him.
And we'll see how this goes for Indianapolis. But, Chris, I'm really curious about C.J. Stroud finally back. I mean, it feels like it has been an entire season without C.J. Stroud. He goes down with a concussion against the Broncos. He does not play the next week where the Texans have the dramatic comeback win over the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Jaguars. He does not play Stroud against the Tennessee Titans. Davis Mills in there again.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Davis Mills did what he needed to. And
he
also
did enough.
And reminded everybody he's the backup against the Bills.
He did enough. He did enough to not mess it up.
Right.
For the defense. Because the defense has been carrying this team.
The defense. And that's what it will do the rest of the year.
Now, Paul, let me ask you this real quick.
Hit me.
We'll get back to Stroud. Can a defense still win you a championship? Like, as the primary cog, usually it's the quarterback now. You got to have that elite quarterback to really be considered a contender and make that run. Or a great running back, a couple great receivers. It's been a long time since we've seen a team led by defense to go win it all, like led by the defense.
That's a fair point, because last year the Eagles' defense was the most impressive unit in the Super Bowl. But along the way, it was Saquon Barkley against the Rams.
Exactly.
It was the offense that was doing things that... This is why a lot of Eagles fans are pissed off about the Eagles this year. Their offense is underachieving despite having a lot of recognizable names.
It's been very underwhelming.
Right.
Trust me, I got Saquon Barkley in fantasy football, and I'm very underwhelmed.
Can a defense win a Super Bowl for a team
Can it still lead the way?
I think it can.
You think, really?
But you have to hope it can if you're following this team and you want the Texans to go further than they've ever gone before. You're actually banking on that hope. Because to bring it back to C.J. Stroud, look, the last time we saw him out there against the San Francisco 49ers, a banged-up defense, 30 of 39, 318 yards, two touchdowns. He did throw an interception, but he did that in the game without Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Sunday against the Colts, he has Nico Collins, the guy that he opened up that game in 2023, that Saturday classic with a bomb down the middle of the field. Nico Collins is the Colts daddy in the same way that T.Y. Hilton with the Colts was the Texans daddy.
Oh, man. Hey, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. T.Y. Hilton.
I'm glad I haven't heard that name in a long time. That guy is a terrorist to the city of Houston.
Yeah.
Remember when he came in here and he was like talking trash to Jonathan Joseph? He had the clown mask on and then he actually backed up the trash talk. I mean, that guy would kill the Texans. Nico Collins kills the Colts. And I'm really curious as to what kind of game we're going to get out of C.J. Stroud. We haven't seen him in a month.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be rusty? Are you going to do what the offense is asking you to do, which is, and I know Sean's brought this up a lot of time, the death by a thousand cuts offense that he doesn't seem to be that thrilled about. When you have Nico Collins back, I think it is very tempting to chuck it. Especially if you've been gone for a month and you want to remind people, hey, listen, Davis Mills, that was cute and all, but I'm C.J. effing Stroud. Because you know that's got to be in the back of his mind. They can be great teammates. They could love each other. But if you're a competitor in this league.
It's competitive, man.
Yeah.
It's the NFL. Everybody's competing. Everybody wants to be the man. Mm-hmm. CJ's the man. You know he's thinking like, okay, that was fine.
Right.
You're not taking my job. I will be back. All right. And like you said, Davis Mills didn't do anything to make anyone think, okay, he's going to remain the starter. He had his shot as the starter a few years ago, and they drafted C.J. Stroud for this reason.
Right, exactly.
So we've been there, we've done that. C.J.'s the guy. I will be interested to see how they come out and how aggressive, like you're saying, how aggressive they'll be as far as C.J. pushing the ball down the field.
I do think it would be great to see a shot play first play of the game.
Look, I'm thinking the same thing.
Do it. I'm
thinking it.
Get the Colts
put them on
uneasy.
The heels.
Exactly.
Get them on the heels.
Right away.
Early.
Yeah.
Let them know this is not going to be a cakewalk. We're not going to take it easy. Just come out there and just go at it.
And I think they know it's not going to be a cakewalk, the Colts.
They should.
I mean, right now, I think they have done a lot with a little. And I'm sorry. and I think everyone in Houston should feel this way. Do you look at Daniel Jones with any fear at all?
No, I don't. Does. And this is why I've been telling people all season, like, yeah, they have played well. I still do not believe in Daniel Jones. Because here's the thing. I've seen this from him before.
Yeah,
the year they made the playoffs with the Giants.
They actually made the playoffs.
And then he got paid, and then what? He went right back to what he was before. So I just don't buy it. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that he's turned the corner like we saw a Geno Smith do for a few years until he went to the Raiders.
Right. Listen, yeah, I think quarterbacks can figure it out.
They
different
can.
System. We saw Ryan Tannehill do it when he left the Dolphins for the Titans. Going further back, Rich Gannon when he was with the Raiders.
Who I was thinking of. Yep.
Right. I mean, so we've seen this before.
It can happen.
But can you do it for a whole year? You know, it's one of the reasons with Seattle, I think Seattle's got everything except for the quarterback because I look at Sam Darnold.
Still not buying into Sam.
In the same way, right.
It's tough.
When Darnold has a bad game, it's a really bad game. It's like four interceptions.
Yeah.
With Daniel Jones, when he has a bad game, he just looks like a game manager. He looks like somebody that's more comfortable running the football than he is throwing the ball.
Exactly.
And right now he's dealing with a broken fibula. So for Daniel Jones, low expectations. For C.J. Stroud on Sunday, I have needs. I need my needs to be met.
What are your needs, Paul?
What
are your needs?
I want it to look sexy.
Okay. Oh.
I want to suck it deep.
So you want close to 300 yards at the least. Three touchdowns from CJ. Two to three touchdowns from CJ. You want one of those games from CJ in his first game back.
I will settle for less than 300 yards. I'll settle for less than 300 because yards ultimately are stupid. They don't matter.
Yeah, they don't really matter in the grand scheme.
If he's averaging like 9 to 10 yards of completion, which might be difficult to do in this offense, that's death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah.
I'll be very, very pleased.
Okay.
But I really do not know what to expect out of him having missed a month. Especially in an offense that is still figuring itself out, has had multiple different offensive line assortments in front of either Davis Mills or Stroud.
Yeah.
Is this going to be something that takes a while to get going, which has really been the story of the Texans offense all season? I think there's definitely a good chance for that.
It's been the story of a Texans offense for two seasons, really. I know, right? Let's just be honest. Now, that guy, the old OC, he's out. Slowick, he's
old
gone.
Bobby.
So we don't have to worry about him anymore. But even this year, like you just said, it has been slow go sometimes, many times for this offense. Thank God that the defense is so great.
Yeah.
If not for this defense, they're probably 2-9 right now. Let's just be honest.
Daniel Jones should be concerned for his safety.
I was just going to ask you, do you think he finishes the game? I do not.
Ooh.
I don't think he finishes the game. Now, I'm not saying the Texans are going to go out and try to hurt him. I just don't think he's going to be able to finish the game.
It seems because
they are going to hit him.
They will.
They will get to him and they will hit him hard.
To our credit, did you see that clip of Danielle Hunter sacking Josh Allen where he has Josh Allen by the legs and he actually adjusted the way that he was sacking Josh Allen? It was an act of kindness. It truly was an act of kindness.
To not hurt him.
Yeah. It was like he went out of his way to make sure that he didn't die out there.
Now, that's when you know you're a beast. Mm-hmm. You can actively, in the midst of tackling a guy, look out for him.
Yeah, that's why he's paid the way he's paid.
Oh, man.
I mean, in a way, because of how intelligent he is.
Exactly.
He's strong. He's a really intelligent football guy.
I'm with you, Colin. Also, I will say this about Danielle Hunter. I don't care if this makes me sound like I lean a certain way. That man's biceps, good God. They're the most glorious biceps I've ever seen. I've actually wanted to, at some point, when I go out there, like to NRG Stadium, interviewing players, I've wanted to ask him, hey, buddy, what are you doing? How do I do this?
How do you do it?
How do I do this?
How do you get there?
I'm just going to ask him the frank question. Listen, Danielle, I'm not accusing you of taking any, but... Do you know a guy?
Off the record, please.
Off the record, of course.
As someone who's very insecure about his Irish spindly arms that my ancestors used to steal potatoes through grates back in the day, I really wish that I could have Danielle Hunter's biceps the last year.
Oh, man.
He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We got Colin hanging out behind the glass. It is In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee in for John and Reggie. All right, guys. It's 10:44. Thought it was a little bit earlier.
A little earlier.
You're running a little
slow. Just a
today.
Little behind.
Running
that's
a little
right.
Running a little slow today.
You had a late night, sir.
I did have a late night. And
you didn't even expect it.
No,
that's
I didn't.
The worst part sometimes. If you don't expect to have a late night, you have a late night.
No, I love my beautiful girlfriend.
Of course you do.
She wanted to go out a little bit afterwards with some of her friends who are very cool. And I thought to myself, okay, I can definitely go out there. And I can behave. And make sure that I'm ready to go tomorrow and not feel awful when I wake up in the morning. And by the way, checked all those boxes. When you're 36, you know, it just feels a little bit different.
It's different.
So we went to Melrose last night. They stayed out late, and I went home at midnight like a good boy. And
So they kept the party going.
They kept the party going.
You went home.
Oh, yeah, I went home.
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I showed some restraint.
That was very responsible of you, sir.
I showed some restraint.
Mature.
Paul with the responsibility.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because basically, I'm sure you guys don't know about this, but way back in the day, like basically, I was like the idiot like man child.
You was that guy, huh?
Oh yeah, I was a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
It's all right. Hey,
we're not that evolved, by the way.
We've all been there, man. We've all been there. Hey, my partying days are long gone, but yeah.
You can always.
I've been there, man.
You can always party on the inside.
Oh, I do that every night.
There's a saying. All grow up, we get older.
That's you true. Are calling. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a wise young man back there. Y'all need to listen to him.
The question of the day, guys.
Be listening to me.
I mean, listen, if we could all go around the circle and say, should anybody be listening to any of us? And the answer true. Is yes, you should, because we're so entertaining.
Yes, we are.
We're here for you on the most terrible day of the year, Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah. Terrible. Oh, gosh. Black Friday. Have you guys ever been through the wars of Black Friday?
Oh, Not
I'm too
early,
scared.
No, not early morning. No, I'm not that brave. I'm just not that brave.
Especially at the Galleria these days. No offense to the Galleria these days. You know what's up. Like, people actually die at the Galleria now. Like, yikes, yeah, it's kind of scary.
I can't be out there. I just can't do it.
No, I can't either.
People be jumping from the second floor onto the ice rink stealing some.
I've seen that clip. My mom sent me that clip a few months ago.
Black Friday deal.
I've seen it. Yeah. For sunglasses. The sunglass hut.
That man's legs were broken as hell. I mean,
they were.
He was leaking on the ice.
It was a wrap. He couldn't even get up and run away. No, he keep running.
He couldn't.
He was done.
He couldn't even go home to get Thanksgiving leftovers.
Nah.
Oh, what a great transition.
Which leads to the question of the day.
Oh, yeah. We got a good one, too.
Christmas was a great idea by you. What are the best Thanksgiving leftovers? You start off. I think you got something in mind.
Ooh.
You got to have something in mind.
I think I mentioned them already, but mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
The cranberry sauce.
Okay.
The cranberry sauce. I like stuffing.
I like stuffing.
Especially
too.
Like homemade stuffing.
Okay. Which is called dressing down here.
People
dressing, get mad at you.
Stuffing,
you're
yeah.
You mean dressing here, yeah.
Dressing,
we call
yeah.
that dressing, boy. What are you talking about
yeah,
here?
Dressing, stuffing. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about stovetop, okay?
Oh, you gotta have the
I'm talking about homemade.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want the homemade stuff. And actually, I had something else I was going to say, but I'm going to save that for confessions.
Okay.
I'm going to save
that. Lunchtime confessions.
Yes, I'm going to save that.
12 o'clock hour. All right. Well, for me, best Thanksgiving leftovers, it's when you can combine a little turkey, a little stuffing, and a little cranberry sauce, and you can put it in a sandwich together.
In a sandwich.
Maybe put a little mayo on there to hold it all together. I call it aioli because I'm a little weird. I'm weird with food. We'll get into some of the bad takes in a second.
I'm out on the mayo, but
okay,
yeah, I'm with you on the rest.
I'm not the biggest mayo fan, but if you tell me it's aioli, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay, so it's a psychological thing.
It's literally a psychological thing with half of the stuff and food with name. But you get the leftover sandwich. In my opinion, that is the way to go. Colin, what say you?
I mean, mac and cheese is a good shout. Dressing, of course.
Yeah.
Come on.
Getting hungry now.
I will say.
Very.
The ham, the honey baked ham.
Okay.
He went there.
Yes.
He went to the ham.
Sean said something about turkey sandwiches. I'll go with the ham sandwich.
Okay.
Well, Sean said he was going home to eat a whole half a ham by himself.
Yeah.
Bajani said that. Sean Bajani said that.
You know,
half a ham.
I had Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. I was going to go to bed early anyway because I'm pulling double duty today.
Triple duty.
And I was going to try to watch Thursday night football,
yeah.
Thanksgiving. That throws me off. But by the time 6 o'clock ran around, I was like, uh-oh.
You ate tryptophan? Too much.
Yeah, it hit me.
You ate too much. The itis. Yeah.
That tryptophan will kill you.
But the thing is, though, you're like, oh, I don't want to eat any more of this crap. But then you're like, oh, I need some
wrong.
More.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Give it a little bit of time to create a little bit of space. Now, I have bad food takes.
Uh-oh.
I'm not Dan Orlovsky bad, but I have some food takes that you're just going to disagree with.
Okay.
And to what you were saying a little bit ago, Chris, some of it's a little psychological.
Yeah.
So
let's hear them.
All right. First off, I'm going to start with Colin. Colin, ham has no place near the Thanksgiving table.
Oh! Oh, wow.
Has no place near it.
Hey, now that is a hot take.
And then, and here's something that Colin
gave a heart attack, man. Looking like Fred Sanford back there.
This is something I want to normalize going forward. And it's because of last Thanksgiving, which I spent with my sister's in-laws. My brother-in-law's brother cooked a bunch of ribeyes.
Oh.
I think beef needs a place at the Thanksgiving table.
Wow. Okay.
We're American, baby.
Okay.
Shove the ham out.
I agree with that.
No ham.
I agree with that, though.
You want to keep the ham?
I want to keep the ham, but I do.
He wants to keep. You just want to add
the more protein, the better.
The more protein. Oh, I agree with that. Here's my other controversial take, and this is directed towards Chris.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble. This is going to get me canceled.
Oh,
this is going to get me canceled. So, I'm not a big fan of cheese.
I lie
to people and tell them that I'm lactose intolerant just so that I don't have to explain.
You just don't like cheese.
I don't like it. Well, it's moldy milk. I ate a bag of mozzarella cheese that was moldy when I was 8. And since that point forward, psychologically weirded out by cheese, except for on certain pizzas, light cheese, extra sauce. But mac and cheese for me, has always smelled like farts.
Don't, Paul, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me now. Come on, Paul.
I hate mac and cheese, but I know that mac and cheese is a big part of a lot of Thanksgiving tables.
It is.
You can have all the mac and cheese.
And here's the thing. I'm not a big dairy guy anymore, but okay. I will save up all that for like Thanksgiving or Christmas and this time of year.
Yeah.
When mac and cheese is plentiful. And I'll go to town. I will just go to town on it. And I'll pay for it, but I'll go to town.
It seems like if we were all together and we had a fridge of leftovers that we would all do pretty well because we'd all be able to find something on our own. And
exactly.
713-572-4610 to call, to text. What is your favorite Thanksgiving leftover? Cranberry sauce is underrated. I like it a lot. I'm going to also just expose how weird I am with food. When I was growing up, my mom every now and then would say, hey, Paul, you want to get yourself a snack? Well, how about you pop open a can of cranberry sauce and just eat the cranberry sauce out of the can, which I did. And apparently I'm not alone because I found out last night and Thursday, Thanksgiving night football, Kyle Hamilton apparently does that as
there
well.
There we go.
Shout out to Kyle Hamilton.
Shout out to Kyle.
I don't feel like a freak anymore.
So our man Tony on the text line here he got a shout out here. So
hit us.
Tony in Houston, totally agree. Again, turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas, and fish. For New Year's.
Ah, fish.
Thank you, Tony.
Interesting. The seven fishes deal. Have you ever done that?
No.
With the Italians love their Christmas Eve dinner, I believe. And listen, sorry if this is anti-Italian discrimination. Hey, forget about it. Listen, the seven fishes are pretty awesome. My dad has some friends up in Massachusetts who, like, there's this big pizzeria chain. I know every time I go over, there's this huge family get-together. Got a bocce court in the background. It feels like you're, like, walking into that restaurant in Goodfellas or, like, you're in an episode of The Sopranos. But the seven fishes, pretty awesome. I did not know that people did fish for New Year's, but
it's a thing.
Oh, thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Colin. Love
it. Woke up this morning, got some gabagoo.
We also got a shout-out for deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs can be good. My stepdad is a big deviled egg maker.
Okay. I'm not into deviled eggs. Never been. Or hard-boiled eggs. Not my thing.
Not my thing either. But those are some Thanksgiving leftovers that are left. Some comments here. Joseph on YouTube says, the wife pulled off a successful dressing hack. She used the same recipe we loved, but baked it in muffin tins. We had dressing muffins that were crispy enough to hold and perfect inside. That is a great idea.
Who was you say that was Joseph?
That was Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph. I love that.
Greatest invention since the printing press.
If you want to send us some. Please. That sounds really good.
That is wild.
That sounds good.
Truly. That is a great idea.
Can we all agree that sounds good?
Yeah. Oh. That's a fantastic leftover move.
Wrong one.
Yeah,
that's
no,
all right.
One.
We love that, though.
Add some gabagool, too, the Thanksgiving.
That's not gabagool. No, I was going to give a correct buzzer for that. I
mean, yes.
Come on, that's like, that.
That sounds so good, man. Goodness gracious.
Let me give you some right here.
Yeah, there we go. I like that.
Okay, so Tony's back. Tony in Houston. I'm Italian, and I can't believe I forgot that. Definitely fish on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you got to. You got to do that. I've done it once, and it was I was very thankful that I was invited over to because we aren't family with them, but they love my dad.
Change your life, huh?
It's really good. It's really good. Plus some homemade wine in the backyard, a little bocce after the fact.
Oh, damn, yeah. Some homemade wine too, huh?
My dad.
They had it going on.
He makes homemade wine, and this man has never sent it to me. He's never sent it to me down here. Honestly. It's like, you know, I have a lot of issues with my father, who I love.
Maybe he don't feel you deserve any.
Clearly not.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
You know what? It's probably right.
You don't have to talk to pops, man.
Listen, when you're the baby, but you're the underachieving baby, and your sister's like a pediatric ears, nose, and throat surgeon at Boston Children's Hospital, you're gonna lose a lot of the battles.
That's hard to compete, man.
So the wine gets sent there, probably, but not to Pauly.
Well, apparently none of us are getting wine either because we can't compete with that. We can't compete with the sister.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Around the NFL is next. We take a look at everything that happened yesterday in the league. Man, are the Chiefs dead? Are the Ravens dead? We'll discuss that. And are the Cowboys back? How about them Cowboys? Yeah! In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.